RNZ business reporter Anand Zaki is with us. Kia ora, Anand. Forsyth Barr, where they've unveiled a strategic move.
Good afternoon to you, Max. Yes, the leading brokerage and investment house, Forsyth Barr, is setting up a separate funds management operation, Octagon Asset Management. Octagon starts with about $650 million of assets under management, including Forsyth Barr's Summer KiwiSaver Fund and a handful of specialist investment funds covering equities and fixed interest. Chief Investment Officer Paul Robertshaw says Octagon had been hived off to pursue further business and to expand across the investment sector. He says the company will not be tracking investment indices, but will be looking to add value.
Oh, we're definitely active. We believe in active. We've got a lot of experience and our own evidence to support active, particularly in domestic equities asset classes, but even in the global asset equity funds, we're in the process of appointing two very active managers to help build out that product. So we're definitely believers in active. If you research deeply on a consistent process with some quantitative support for the intuitions that you think you're following, we definitely believe active works and justifies the higher fee that you pay for it.
Paul Robertshaw of the newly founded Octagon Asset Management. Well, new research is showing that New Zealand's tech mergers and acquisitions are booming, with billions of dollars in deals completed in recent years. The investment bank Clear Capital says more than $11 billion worth of deals have been done in the sector over the past 6 years. The research also shows that service as a software is rapidly taking over the market. Clear Capital Chief Executive Mark Clear says standout companies such as Xero are laying the blueprint for others to grow.
What we're seeing now is we're seeing international investors and acquirers take New Zealand very, very seriously as a technology market. They're bringing money in and they're investing here into New Zealand, but they're also coming in and looking to acquire New Zealand companies. Now, there's a big issue, or there's big questions that often come up about whether mergers and acquisitions activity with international companies coming down and buying New Zealand businesses, whether that's a good or a bad thing for New Zealand. We view it as very much a positive.
Mark Clear there from Clear Capital. The medicinal cannabis industry is showing signs of maturity following some recent investment in the sector. The listed medicinal cannabis firms CannaSouth and Aurora Bioscience yesterday announced major acquisitions, giving them greater control of their growing operations, procure new products and access overseas markets. The Medicinal Cannabis Council's Executive Director Sally King says the deals show the local industry is strengthening, which will attract more attention from investors in the future.
I believe that they demonstrate the promise that people have been waiting to see. These companies have been working quite a long time on both of these execution of the strategy. And, you know, they're different strategies, but it just begins to see some of the maturing nature of the sector and what we are promised are beginning to be more visible to investors and to patients and prescribers.
Sally King says one of the key priorities for the sector is to raise the profile of medicinal cannabis products and their benefits with the public. Confidence, fear of failure, and being judged are the main factors holding women back from success rather than their natural abilities. More than 1,500 men and women took part in research by Talbot Mills for the ANZ Bank New Zealand, dubbed Watch Women Win. It's found two-thirds of female respondents felt successful women did not receive as much recognition as men. Women are more likely to experience self-doubt in three of the four areas covered by the study: work, social settings, schooling and sports. ANZ New Zealand's Chief Executive Antonia Watson says despite all the progress made in recent years, confidence, fear of failure and fear of judgment are still holding women back.
All those sorts of things are things that we need to really watch for. We've sort of known about them, and it's just that whole women just need a little bit more of a push. So some of the policies we've had at ANZ around making sure you've got a gender balance shortlist for a role so that people look a bit harder for the women that don't necessarily stick their hands up high in the air and say, pick me, pick me.
Antonia Watson says she intends to help counter the lack of recognition felt by women by sharing more stories about their successes. It is now time for the markets, and for the latest, we're joined by Belinda Stanley of Craigs Investment Partners. Kia ora to you, Belinda.
Kia ora, Anand.
We'll kick off there with the New Zealand market. What are the major movers today?
Yeah, well, we're just down a wee bit, just down 18 points, 12,700. And some of those main movers today, we've got Auckland Airport, they're down 9 at 781. Contact Energy up 12 at 797. EBOS is down 31 at 3614. We've got Fisher & Paykel down 38 at 3295. Fletcher Building just down 3 at 672. Meridian's up 2 at 477. Port of Tauranga up 2 at 672. And Spark is down 14 cents at 4.46. Ryman Healthcare up 10 cents at $12.40.
Okay, we'll go look at the Australian 200. How's that looking?
Yeah, well, that's flat at the moment, so not much direction coming through from them. They're down 3 points at 7,252. And the resources stocks, BHP, that's a bit stronger today, up 58 cents at 39.95. And Rio Tinto's up $1.72 at 95.22. Other stocks a little bit mixed. We've got ANZ down 8 at 26.62. Commonwealth Bank up 35 at 93.53. We've got CSL up $3.32 at 310.09. Sydney Airport's just down 2 at 8.27. Telstra's just down 1 at 4.06. Woolworths down 66 at $40.16. And Xero's just down $1.07 at 143.77.
And how's the Kiwi tracking?
Yeah, we've just started tracking a little bit higher against all our trading partners this afternoon. Against the US dollar, we're at 0.6827. The Australian dollar, 0.9575. We're at 0.602 versus the euro, 4.34 versus the yuan. The pound's at 0.5128 and the yen 77.31. And just looking at those interest rates, our 10-year swap rate's down almost 2%. It's down at 2.63. Brent spot steady. It was a bit lower overnight. It's now at 71.96. And gold's up $1.32. It's currently trading at $1,775.04 an ounce.
Thank you very much. Belinda Stanley there from Craigs Investment Partners.